Welcome to the Track Freeze Strategies Masterclass for Drum and Bass Workflow. Stock Ableton only. No third-party plugins. No secret sauce, just smart committing, smart printing, and a session that stays fast even when the sound gets heavy. Here's the mindset shift. Freezing in Ableton isn't just save CPU. In drum and bass, freezing is a creative weapon. It's how you lock micro-edits, turn sound design into playable audio, and stop the endless tweaking loop, so you can actually finish the drop. By the end, you'll have a rolling loop turned into a drop-ready 32-bar skeleton, where the drums are grouped and tight, the bass is built in clean to dirty stages, and your biggest FX moments are printed as audio so you can place them like intentional hooks instead of drowning in automation. Before we touch anything, let's set up a DNB ready session template. Put your tempo in the 172 to 176 BPM range. Leave global groove off for now. We'll do micro swing later where it matters, like hats and shuffles. Now lay out your tracks like a producer who plans to print. Make a drums group with kick, snare, tops, and a break track. Make a bass group with ASUB track and AMID track, then a music group for pads or stabs, an FX group for risers and impacts, and most important, a dedicated print or resample audio track. That print track is your commitment lane. It's where ideas become arrangement pieces. Set up return tracks too. A short room reverb, a long reverb, a delay using echo, and a drum crush return using something like saturator or drum bus. The reason returns matter in a freezing lesson is simple. The moment you start printing FX tails, arrangement gets easier and cleaner. Quick coach note before we dive into strategies. Freezing isn't binary. You want to know what you're committing. Are you committing tone, like EQ and saturation choices? Are you committing rhythm, meaning timing and groove are locked? Or are you committing space, like reverb and delay throws? Start putting that in track names. For example, tops groove locked or MID tone locked. That tiny habit kills second guessing later. Also, do a 30-second pre-freeze hygiene check whenever you're about to commit a track. 1. Gain stage so your frozen print won't clip. A utility at the end is perfect. Aim for peaks around minus 6 dB. 2. Turn off any random modulators you don't actually intend to print, like drifting LFO randomness or velocity randomization that changes every playback. 3. If it's audio, check warp mode, because freezing will cement that choice. All right, strategy 1. Commit the transient stack on kick and snare. In DNB, kick and snare often have layers, transient shaping, saturation, glue compression, and they're the easiest place to waste time. You get them feeling great, then you keep poking them for another hour because they're always right there. So we freeze them early, on purpose. On a kick, a typical stock chain might be EQ8 first, high pass around 25 to 30 hg if you need to clean rumble, and maybe a gentle dip around 250 to 400 if it's boxy. Then drum bus with a little drive, and transient up for extra snap. Boom is optional, but be careful. In DNB the sub-region is sacred, and fake low-end can mess with your actual sub. Then a saturator in analog clip mode, soft clip-on, just a couple dB of drive. Then glue compressor, maybe 10 millisecond attack, auto-release, 2:1, just kissing 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction. On the snare, EQ8, high pass somewhere like 120 to 180 hg, a gentle wide bump around 200 if you need body, and some presence around 2 to 4k. Drum bus again for transients, saturator only if it needs hair, and a limiter purely as a safety net, not to squash. When do you freeze? The moment the tone and transient shape are right and you're about to move into arrangement. Right-click the kick, freeze track. Same for snare. And here's the key. Keep them frozen while you build the drop. You're not allowed to reopen that rabbit hole unless the mix forces you to. When do you flatten? Only when you need destructive edits, like chopping out sections, reversing tails, or turning a snare tail into a fill. Freeze keeps it reversible. Flatten turns it into raw material. Strategy 2. Tops and swing locked. High-frequency percussion tends to be a trap because it's full of tiny decisions, multiple MIDI patterns, velocity variations, filter LFOs, little reverbs. A basic tops chain could be auto-filter high pass around 200 to 400, add a subtle synced LFO, maybe 1/8 or 1/16, then a EQ8 to notch harshness in the 6 to 10k zone. Utility for width, but don't go crazy. Wide hats are cool until they smear your mix. Then a small reverb, short decay, some pre-delay, and filter the verb so it stays tight. Once the groove feels right, freeze the tops track. You're basically telling yourself, the pocket is locked. We're arranging now, not endlessly nudging hi-hat velocity. Advanced move, duplicate the tops. Make top C as the main groove and top B as a busier pattern, like extra 16 THS or a roll. Freeze both. Now you can slash B your density instantly during arrangement without any CPU spikes or reprogramming. Strategy 3. Treat break processing like a printable instrument. Breaks can be heavy, especially with warp modes, transient shaping, saturation, and parallel smash. Pick your warp mode deliberately. Complex Pro if you want smoother time stretching, Beats if you want gritty artifacts. Then EQ8, high pass around 80 to 120 so your kick and sub own the low end. Drum Bus can add drive and crunch. Redux is optional for jungle grit. Keep it subtle unless you want it obviously degraded. Then Glue Compressor, faster attack like 3 ms, release around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction to bring the break forward. Freeze the break once you like the texture. That locks the sound. Then, when you're ready for chop workflow, flatten it. Now you can slice it as audio. One bar fills chopped into 1/16 THS, reverse the last snare into the drop, and to add that classic tiny gap before bar one, the inhale before the punch. Remember the rule. Freeze locks tone. Flatten turns it into raw material. Strategy 4. Bass resampling without third-party plugins. This is the big one. We'll think in stages. Clean sub stays editable. Mid-bass gets committed and chopped. Stage 1 is SUB. Use operator, sine wave, mono on. Add a touch of glide if you want it. Your chain is simple. EQ8 if you need a low pass around 120 to 180, then sidechain compression from the kick. Ratio around 4:1. Fast attack, release somewhere like 40 to 90 milliseconds. Adjust to taste. Important, do not freeze the sub too early. The sub is married to the kick. As your arrangement changes, the sub notes, lengths, and relationship to the kick might need tweaks. Keep it flexible. Stage 2 is MID, the dirty, resampled part. Start with a stock instrument like Wave Eatable. Add movement with auto filter, maybe band bass or low bass with envelope. Then saturator, soft clip on, drive it. Add amp after it. Rock or bass types can give you that bite that sits in DNB. Then EQ8 to cut mud around 200 to 500 and control fizz around 6 to 10 hey. Multiband dynamics can be used gently. Yes, you can start from the OTT preset, but pull it back. Depth around 20 to 40% is usually plenty. Then utility with bass mono at 120 Hz. When do you freeze the mid bass? When the movement and tone are right, and you want to chop rhythms, create call and response, or build variations fast. Best practice, freeze, then flatten, then chop. Freeze the MID track, flatten to audio. Now you can do audio edits that feel like performance. Gate-like chops using clip fades, reverse tails, duplicate tiny bits for Reese hiccups, and create switch-ups at bar 4, 8, or 16 without touching the synth again. Optional stage 3. Resample the bass bus. If your bass group has processing like glue or saturation and you want that as one performable stem, create an audio track called Print Bass. Set audio from to the bass group, post effects. Arm it and record 8 to 16 bars of your drop bass. Then mute the original MID and arrange with the printed audio. One huge warning here, sidechain relationships. If you print your bass, you often need to add sidechain compression to the printed audio too, because the pumping relationship to the kick still has to happen in the mix. Also, protect the sub. Treat the mid print like it's not allowed below 120 Hz. High pass it with EQ8 using a steeper slope. This prevents sub duplication and keeps your low end predictable. Strategy 5. Print return FX for arrangement control. DNB thrives on moment FX, reverb throws, delay throws, impacts, noise sweeps. If you keep all of that live, you end up with automation spaghetti and a session that feels fragile. Make a dedicated audio track called Print FX. Set audio from to resampling. Monitor in or monitor auto with arm, whichever you prefer. Now the workflow. Solo the element and its return throw, like a snare sending to long verb. Record a few bars into Print FX. Then chop the best tails and place them right before fills and transitions. You're creating intentional audio moments you can move around like samples. And filter your returns. Put EQ8 on the return channels and high pass reverb around 200 to 400 Hz often. Big low reverb tails will destroy drop clarity faster than you think. Now let's talk arrangement. How freezing helps you get through 32 bars without stalling. Here's a practical structure. Bars 1 to 8. Main groove, with frozen kick, snare, and tops. Bars 9 to 16. Add the break layer and introduce a slight bass variation by chopping your flattened mid bass. Bars 17 to 24, a switch up, using a new chop pattern from printed bass audio. Bars 25 to 32, the reload tees mute drums for have a bar, let a printed FX tail carry the energy, then slam back in. Rule of thumb, freeze during sound design completion, flatten during arrangement and performance edits, resample during creative printing, like FX and buses. Now, some common mistakes to avoid. First, freezing too late. If you keep 40 devices live until the CPU melts, you'll commit in panic mode, and your prints will be messy. Freeze earlier, when the decision is good enough. Second, flattening too early. You lose MIDI flexibility, and that's especially risky on the sub and groove elements. Third, forgetting sidechain relationships when you print. Your printed bass might need its own sidechain to the kick. Fourth, printing return effects without filtering. Reverb tails can take over your mix if you don't high-pass them. Fifth, not naming prints. Audio 37 is how projects die. Name things like MID bass print bars 1-8 so future you can work fast. Let's add a couple pro techniques for darker, heavier DNB. Try freezing distortion stages separately. Print a clean mid bass first. Duplicate it. Process the duplicate harder with saturator into amp, then blend. This gives you heaviness with control, and you can change the balance later without reopening a massive chain. Another trick, use freeze as a versioning system. Duplicate a track, change one idea, freeze both. Now you can slash B bass ideas in full context while CPU stays stable. Label them clearly like bass MID to frozen and bass MID B frozen. And here's a workflow that mirrors how a lot of pros actually finish tracks. Keep a muted design lane and a play lane. The design lane is your editable synths and chains. The play lane is your frozen or flattened audio, the stuff you arrange with. That way you're not constantly unfreezing just to tweak a tiny thing. You're composing with audio, but you still have an escape hatch. One more advanced move, group freeze strategy. Freeze the child tracks first, and keep the group bus live. That way your drum bus compression or overall drive can still breathe and be automated, while the heavy per track chains are already committed. Now let's do a mini practice exercise you can complete in about 15 to 25 minutes. Goal. Create a 16-bar rolling drop using freeze and flatten intentionally. This audio version is shortened for playback.